Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Paul Phillip, Editor-in-Chief of Caribbean American Weekly, The Immigrants Journal, and Workers World Today. And we are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Sean Donovan, who is running to be the next mayor of New York City. Welcome, sir. Good to have you here with us.
Pearl, it's so great to be with you today.
So let's talk about equity and wealth building, getting New York City back on track, opening businesses, and getting people back to work. What's your plan as the next mayor of New York City?
Well, Pearl, it begins with making sure we end the pandemic in this city. No one in the race has the experience I do working side by side with Dr. Fauci, with President Biden, to end a crisis like this. And I would ensure we get our fair share of vaccines from the federal government because of those relationships. But I would also, based on my experience for 30 years in working in the communities that have been hardest hit by COVID, I would ensure we're building partnerships, getting mobile vaccine sites, getting into public housing community rooms, getting into our churches, our libraries, ensuring that everyone gets vaccinated and that we build the trust to do that. So that's first. Second, we need to bring our small businesses back. We know that 500,000 New Yorkers are still out of work, and the vastly disproportionate impact that that's had on Black and brown communities. So I would get our restaurants cooking again. I would ensure that our shops are open. I would be investing money because of my relationships with Washington, D.C., with President Biden. I would be able to get more money into our communities and to really make sure that it hit the ground and reach the folks that need it most. All of those are going to be critically important. But we also have to recognize that even before this crisis, we were not doing right by our small businesses and not creating enough opportunities for entrepreneurship. Instead of really helping create and grow small businesses, what we've seen is Mayor de Blasio fining those businesses, creating too many roadblocks, having to go to 8 different agencies to get approvals. You know, I was in Jackson Heights the other day and heard again and again how difficult it was even to get a sign approved these days. And I've heard in so many communities across Brooklyn and the Bronx and Staten Island, the number of folks that have gotten fines that they can't even figure out, or agencies that disagree amongst themselves about what complies with the laws and what doesn't. So we have to totally change our approach and really encourage small businesses. And that's going to take changing the way government works, bringing better technology, more efficiency, ensuring you can do anything online, go to one website instead of 8 different websites or agencies. All of that needs to happen. But the other thing we need to do is make sure that we're making capital available in a way that allows folks to really start those businesses and grow them. And especially for our MWB, our minority and women-owned businesses, that's going to be a critical part too. I have the most aggressive plan to do exactly that. But let me say one other thing just more broadly about wealth, because I know that the single biggest driver of the gap in what Black and brown New Yorkers can do in this city and others is the wealth gap. We know that the average white family has 10 times the wealth of the average Black family, 8 times the wealth of the average Latino family. And unless we do something to end that inequality, we're never going to really make this a truly equal city. And so that's why I have the most aggressive, in fact, the only plan that would end the wealth gap in New York City. It's called equity bonds. And here's how it works. Every child born in the city would get $1,000 placed in an account when they're born. Every year until they graduate high school, another up to $2,000, depending on their income. What does that mean? A child born into poverty in this city would graduate high school with almost $50,000 in an account to go to school and college, to be able to buy a home, to start a business. This is the way we could actually make sure that we're building wealth across every community, particularly Black and brown and immigrant communities in this city. And it's the only plan from any of the candidates that would really make a difference on this issue.
This is the first time I've heard somebody speak about something like that, because what you just explained there, it would help bridge that gap, because most times the single parents, they're going from paycheck to paycheck and they cannot afford to give their kids that foundation that would give them that head start. So you just having that idea, you're going to want people to start having babies right now. But it's, apart from that, I'm just being funny about that. This is tremendous, and I commend you for that. This is the first time I've heard about that, and this is tremendous.
Well, thank you, Pearl. I appreciate it. And, you know, it's from a lesson I learned starting 30 years ago when I began working with Bishop Johnny Ray Youngblood and the East Brooklyn congregations. We were building what are called Nehemiah homes all across Brownsville and East New York, South Bronx. And if you go back today and look at the way buying those homes and building wealth changed the trajectory of those families, the vast majority of those folks moved directly out of public housing. They'd never owned a home before. They bought their first home. Mm-hmm. If you look at what's happened now, the wealth they've built in those homes has changed not only their lives, it's changed their children's lives, their grandchildren's lives. It is fundamental. That's where I learned that lesson. And it's why equity bonds is so important to me. And let's recognize, we have so much concern in this city about gentrification, about rents going up, about being pushed out of our neighborhoods. And there is no better solution to changing that than ensuring that every New Yorker can own their own home and build wealth. That would make sure that the growth and development of our communities happens with and for our communities, not to our communities. And that's something that I would bring as mayor, because I've been doing this work on the ground for 30 years.
Okay, and of course that would build generational wealth. So let's go back to, you know, bringing New York City back and your plan as mayor. City contracts. The mayor who did the best on that was former Mayor Dinkins, the late David Dinkins. How do you plan to address getting those contracts to MWBEs and getting them, and they getting paid as well in a timely fashion?
Well, Pearl, you're right that Mayor Dinkins did the best on that. But I would also say President Obama did the best on that of any president. And I was the one who drove that strategy as his budget director. We made sure we dramatically increased the share of contracts that were going to minority and women-owned businesses. And here are a few things from that experience I know that we need to do, because I have the strongest plan to get contracts to minority and women-owned businesses around the city. First thing you have to do is actually set aside contracts, and not just for a general goal, but specific sub-goals, so that for women-owned businesses, for Black-owned businesses, for Latino-owned businesses, ensuring that we're getting to a broad range of types of businesses and we have specific goals in each one. Second, we have to make the city easier to do business with. It's not much good if you get a contract and then you never get paid, or it takes you 6 months or a year to get paid. Mm-hmm. And so we have to simplify and speed up contracting. This is one of the things I did as budget director for President Obama, is dramatically sped up how quickly we were paying our contracts, particularly for the smallest businesses. And that's going to be critical. We have to make it easier to work with government and to grow your business. Third, beyond the contracts and improving contracting itself, we also have to create a real ladder of opportunity for MWBEs to be able to grow and develop. And what does that mean? That means ensuring that they have capital available to them when they need it. It's ensuring that we're changing bonding requirements and others to ensure that they actually work for our smaller businesses, particularly MWE businesses. And it means creating a mentoring program where we have those businesses that have gone before and have succeeded, have become prime contractors, that they're working with subcontractors and smaller businesses to help them understand how to build a business. All of the issues around accounting and legal and other issues that are often new to business. And here's the thing, Pearl, I've seen this again and again in my work as a public servant and in housing. We built really successful efforts to take small businesses, often they were contractors, they'd never been developers, they'd never raised capital before, to build programs that could support them, mentor them, so that they could climb the ladder from starting off as a small subcontractor on one trade to maybe a general contractor, then to start development, to be able to buy their first property and fix it up or to build it, and then to grow, continue growing so they can take on bigger and bigger projects. That ladder is something that's absolutely critical in building full opportunity for our Black and brown-owned businesses, our women-owned businesses around the city.
Mr. Donovan, we want to thank you so much for joining us here today and sharing your ideas, your plans on building wealth, bridging that gap as the next mayor of New York City. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pearl. It's so great to be with you today.
Our pleasure.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.